AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After holding back on a decision, President Biden says the U.S. is going to be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. The president says Vladimir Putin expected the resolve of the West in Ukraine to weaken.
He expected our support for Ukraine to crumble with time. He was wrong. He was wrong. And he was wrong from the beginning, and he continues to be wrong. We are united. America's united. And so is the world.
These tanks won't be used right away in Ukraine. John Gentile with the RAND Corporation says the problem with these tanks is fuel.
And it's not so much fuel consumption in terms of miles per gallon, but in terms of the idling needs for this turbine engine. In terms of fuel, it does burn jet fuel.
Germany announced it will be sending battle tanks to Ukraine. A federal civil rights investigation has started in Memphis. A black man, Tyree Nichols, died after a traffic stop by police. The five officers involved, all black, were fired. U.S. Attorney Kevin Ritt says they will follow the facts and the law.
I grew up in this city, and I care deeply about this city. I want this city to be a place where justice is done.
The cleanup has started in Texas and Louisiana after tornadoes damaged the region. Lenny Armstrong is the fire chief in Pasadena, Texas.
There's some minor injuries, obviously, but as far as injuries go, it's absolutely a miracle considering the damage that's been done across the city.
In Louisiana, three people were injured when their mobile homes were flipped or destroyed after a tornado hit an area near Baton Rouge. Supporters of abortion rights have filed separate lawsuits challenging abortion pill restrictions in North Carolina and West Virginia. A Canadian woman pleaded guilty today to mailing a threatening letter containing the poison ricin to then-President Donald Trump at the White House. This is AP News. An independent investigation into logging in the Liberian rainforest found illegal operations on a significant scale, with multiple missteps or breaches of law by the government agency charged with protecting those forests. More from the AP's Ed Davey.
We've now got hold of that investigation. It reveals not only that the logging was widespread and unlawful, but also that the very agency in charge of cracking down on illegal logging was effectively complicit in it and in effect allowed it to take place.
In a phone interview with the AP, Liberia's president denied that he had been repeatedly made aware of problems in oversight of the Liberian rainforest. Authorities in Chicago say one person died, eight others taken to hospitals, as firefighters responded to a high-rise apartment building fire in the city's south side, battling flames that leaped up 10 floors as snow fell. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.